You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
He's gonna take it.
Two legends in basketball analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything. You know
what can I say? And welcome to the Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, Tangri along for the ride, Zoom it pod. I'm the only one in the snow, by the way. Bob on the South Shore didn't get anything. And Goodman is complaining that it's 52 degrees where he is. But he doesn't have anything to sell. I don't want to hear it.
I know.
I get it.
I'm not going to complain. I know you were shoveling.
I was.
In full disclosure, do you shovel your own driveway?
No. Okay. I'm going to tell you right now, quick off the topic. Tony Maz, I love him. He lives down the road from me. He loves the snowblower. Guys love machinery. I don't. I don't need to buy a $1,500 snowblower. Okay, I pay somebody to plow the driveway. Okay, fine, but I shovel my own walk and I shovel my own back porch. I'll give you that.
Listen, if I did the machinery, you don't know how I broke a snowblower within a week. I've broken numerous lawnmowers. So I've been banned. I've been banned from any heavy machinery.
Yes,
or medium sized.
That's fair to say. Okay, we are brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Networks. The NFL regular season is wrapping up, but there's still time to get on the action with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. A lot of great stuff going on in the NFL, so make sure you check it out. Okay, guys, here we go. We're going to start with Draymond Green. Adam Silver said he talked him out of retirement. Draymond returned to Golden State after a 12-game suspension, which to me wasn't a lot considering what he did. I think he was lucky to get off of that. But Draymond was going to retire. Silver talked him out of it. Your thoughts, Jeff?
I'm not sure he's really going to retire. Like, I'm not sure I buy that he was really going to retire. I know Draymond pretty well, and he's – obviously, he's the type of guy who wears his emotions on his sleeve. He always has, which helps him in a lot of ways, but obviously hurts him in others. He had this time off, hopefully to reflect, hopefully to understand that, again, like, those emotions are much needed. They have been for Golden State. They're going to be wherever he is next. But, you know, again, at times you just got to pull back. You got to pull back. It's too much. Like, even me, who's a big Draymond fan, over the years, sometimes it's like, enough, man, enough. I'm sure a conversation with Adam Silver helped Draymond, because I'm sure Adam Silver's probably said the same thing I just said, you know, and everybody says to him. It's like, we love you in the league for so many reasons. But again, you just can't keep going over the line. And I feel like, again, he just, I don't know if it's like a WWF mentality for him, or it gets him going and he need, like, I don't know what it is, but Draymond is a really, really smart dude. Really smart.
I think we all understand the nature of his game, and he has to have this fire, because he isn't the most talented guy in the world. And he's taken what he was given and has made the most of it. in part because of his approach, which not everybody needs, but he does, you know. I mean, and if everybody played like him, so it well, it just couldn't happen. It's just not possible. I mean, it would be kind of ugly, frankly. But I'll believe it when I see it. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm skeptical. I'm not even sure. I want to hear it from Silver as much as that. That's exactly to confirm what Draymond's told us. If it really, you know, I'm just curious. By the way, guys, the official bet I just read, it's not an over under. It's a before after. The before after on his next technical is February 10. Now, before after is February 10.
So you're taking the before, Jeff.
Hell yeah. And I don't think he's going to be able to change. I feel like he's been like this for so long. Now, he wasn't like this in college. He was not, okay? He played with emotion, but rarely, because he played for Tom Izzo, because he wasn't making millions. You know, it's different. You're a part of the program. You know, now, you know, again, it's just kind of grown over the years. So, I'll go with the I don't think he can completely change. I think he'll lose it. I think he'll pick up another technical in the next month.
Okay, well, check out FanDuel for the latest odds in that situation. Yes, Bob, continue.
No, I just said one reason I think he upped it. He needed it because the talent level was now greater. He needed, you know, he had to step it up to compete in this league at the level, you know, that he's wound up competing. And he didn't have to be that completely just over the top and in the Big Ten. That's all. I mean, I'm just guessing. I mean, there's nobody quite like him. You know, we know that. So we understand that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the doctor is in. I'm telling you what's wrong with LeBron. LeBron with Draymond. Boy.
Then you can tell us what's wrong with LeBron.
Yeah. LeBron. Well, it's the same situation. We're going to talk about LeBron in a minute, too. For Draymond, it's over. You know, the glory days are over. And Bob has seen this for 60 years. Jeff, you have seen it. The end of a career, or when you're no longer the guy or the team, it's very hard. I've talked to a number of professional athletes, especially guys in the NFL, you know, who have told me that, you know, once the NFL career is over, it's like, it's okay. It's fine. You know, they have their family or whatever, like get divorced, they move on, they find something else to do. But there's nothing like Sunday at 1. There's nothing like under the lights. And Golden State was on top for a long time. They're not going to be. They're on their way down. I think we all see it. And Draymond isn't the player he once was. And I think he's frustrated. That's what I think. I think he's frustrated.
Yeah, it could be. Very interesting.
And it's hard, you know, because he would probably have to go to another team and be a veteran, maybe not play as much and show the guys how to win. But I don't think, I mean, with the way that OKC's playing, with the way that Denver's playing, with the way that some of the Celtics are playing, you know, Golden State's not going to win it. They're not in it.
I'm trying to imagine him, Gary, as you speak. I'm trying to imagine him as the next Udonis Haslam. But it's a hard picture to form.
How come, Bob? How come?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you realize Udonis Haslam lasted, I don't know, how many years didn't play, but he's on the roster.
Oh, yeah.
It felt like 10. It literally felt like
the championship. Getting to the finals, I mean. And winning a championship, by the way, but that's when he was still healthy. He's not a mentor type, right? It's not, I mean, he's somewhere in between Haslam and Draymond is Al Horford in terms of aging player, finding a role. And Al, being Al, much different temperament, is adjusting to his role very well. So it'd be hard for, you're right, it's going to be very hard for Draymond to
because what works, but see, you, and you just mentioned it, Bob. You know, Al Horford is an excellent example, Bob, because if you look at Al, the thing with Al or the book on him is fair or unfair. The perception is, does he care enough? Of course he cares, but he's a very mild-mannered guy. But you know how it is. You know, Draymond had all that emotion and so forth. So, you know, Al was probably a little more mature and was at least a little more accepting internally of his fate with what he had. Now, he may get a championship, you know, when all is said and done. But Draymond's not that guy, Jeff. You know, Draymond is – there's only one way for him to go.
He can rub people the wrong way. He can rub people the wrong way. Where Al is just like everybody loves Al all the time, where, you know, there's certain days – when Steph's like, I've had it. Clay's like, I've had it with him.
Right.
But those same days, they're like, all right, we know we kind of need him because we're not the toughest dudes in the world. We don't really talk that much. We need a guy like this. We need a guy like this.
They don't need him anymore.
Well, you know what the problem is? They don't need him anymore. But like you said, they're probably done with or without him. They probably can't win the whole thing. It's not just because of Draymond, though. It's because of Klay Thompson.
The whole thing. I mean, the whole thing. I mean, you know, I was even thinking about it today, guys, before we went on. You know, you talk about LeBron. We're going to get to him, you know, making a final run and all that. You know, we love Steph, but, you know, Steph isn't going to carry this team to a championship, you know, the way Michael carried his team or the way Magic carried his team or the way, you know, LeBron carried a Cleveland team in the past. You know, Golden State was always the sum of the parts. But there's no one really on there, Bob, that's going to carry them to me.
Well, no. They're not. I don't think they're in the conversation really this year. I think their day it's definitely over.
Yeah, you know, and I think Draymond has a hard time with that. And I think I don't think people understand that about players. I don't think they take time to sit back and wonder what's going on in a player's head mentally. And I'm just trying – I think that's what people need to be a little more understanding. I'm not condoning the on-court behavior. That's unacceptable. But, you know, it's very easy for me to sit back here and, you know, drink my flippin' herbal tea and go, hey, you know, you had a great career. You know, guys have a hard time with it.
The NFL season is wrapping up. And there's still time to get in on the action with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets, guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. Now, the app is so easy to use, and there are so many different ways to bet, like live same-game parlays. Find bets in the new Explore tab. Make a parlay in the Parlay Hub, the best way to find popular parlays, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston. And make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, Kentucky, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700, or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia, or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 or 24/7 support in Massachusetts, or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
All right, let's go on to the Celts. As we speak, they're coming off a great win over the Pacers. The number I like, Bob, against that first Pacer win was the fact that Tatum had 38 and Jaylen Brown had 31. You know, usually it's always one or the other, but we had both in the 30s.
Yeah, well, they've had that a few times over the years, including last year three or four times. But no, it was a really just a nice win. It was a wire-to-wire win against a team that had been playing well. There's so many good things that came out of that. that game. Al had a terrific game, by the way. And it was the way they can play, you know. And it was just a nice. I pointed out in the X world, you know, I know it's only one out of 82, but you know, I'm a big believer in the sanctity of the regular season. I don't like this talk show driven mentality that we've come to experience in all sports. It's all about the postseason. It can't be. I mean, if people are going to pay their money and follow their team, and it's not about that. And you're looking for your nice pleasures during the season. And that was a really nice night to be a Celtic fan, you know, and that's important to me. And I think it's important, should be important to everybody. If they were to play 82 games like that, they're going to win a championship. Well, you can say that about other teams as well. So, but it was really a good win. And I really enjoyed it. And of course, Derek White continues to play at this high level. I still marvel that he's here. If this guy was doing stuff like this in San Antonio, wow, I didn't know. I'm telling you, he was under my radar screen about what he was accomplishing in this league until he came here. But it was a wonderful win. And you should just appreciate it for at face value.
Yeah, if these two are on the same page, Tatum and Brown, you know, they're as good as just about anybody. And then you've got that supporting cast. You know, I know Porzingis only played a few minutes.
Yeah, of course he got hurt.
Yeah.
But you got that supporting cast that doesn't have to be great. But you could say that about a lot of teams. You know, Luka and Kyrie are on, LeBron and AD are on, and they both go for 30. You know, I just want to see this a little more with their efficiency. Like that, it wasn't just that they both went for 30. It was that they both went for an efficient 30. I mean, look at Tatum, right? 38 points, 13 rebounds, 6 assists, and he was 14 of 23 from the field. Like that's the highest level of what you want Jason Tatum to do.
That's professional. Like a professional night.
Yeah, and like Jaylen Brown, 13 of 20, and he only took 4 threes. That's what I like the best about Jaylen Brown. Do not settle. Because the best part of your game is not the three-point shot. We know that. That's the weakness of your game. If there's a weakness, that's probably it. Get out in transition. Get what you can. And then when you do go to the basket in the half court, make sure you protect the ball.
And also, you know, the turnovers and the threes for Jaylen. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, he only had 3 turnovers. He had 3 turnovers. He took 20 shots. Like, bingo. Okay, I'll live with that. Now, again, his assists, he only had one last night, but
I don't care. You know something? I don't care about that, Jeff. You know what? And we've made a lot about that. You know, I think that's going to be, if he cuts down
on enough guys who can move the ball on the team.
Right.
You don't worry like you did a few years ago. Good point.
Right. Right. I mean, if Jaylen Brown has less than 5 turnovers a game, if he's always over 3-4 turnovers a game, he's going to the basket. I don't care about the other stuff. I don't care about the assists. You get the Derek Whites and you get the Jrue Holidays. You get enough guys to dish out the basketball. Bob, with the Lakers, since they won the in-season tournament, the mini trophy, what would we call that? Like, what would the in-season tournament be? Trophy, like the UB Brown trophy or something like that, as opposed to like the Larry O'Brien trophy or the Bill Russell trophy?
No, I don't know.
They're 3-10. The Lakers are 3-10. And LeBron, they got a win over the Clippers. LeBron says there's something to build on here. And every time they get a win and I see LeBron come out, I think, geez, maybe the old guy will make a run. Any chance?
Well, the two big guys have been putting up numbers, and it's just that they aren't getting any kind of consistent help from anybody. It's just that simple. And, you know, they're putting up numbers. But it just isn't enough in most nights to get it done. It's a roster, you know, it's not a great roster, to be honest. And now there was a period. Now, remember, he had a good playoffs this year. Austin Reeves did, and he got a good start off this year. But if he's going to be your third or fourth best player, you're not going to be a great team, you know, and that's what he has been. And so, I mean, D'Angelo Russell, you know, Prince, you know, I don't know, you know, it's just, and of course they did get Vincent, but he's not playing. He's been hurt all year. You know, maybe if they get him back later in the year, that could help Gabe Vincent. But they to me, they are what they are. But it is interesting because those two can put up consistent 30s together. And AD is, you know, we've always said, you know, oh, if he can be in the lineup, if he can stay on the floor. Well, lately he's been staying on the floor. And you're seeing, don't forget how really tremendously talented a player he is. He's a very, very dazzling player. AD. So, but it just isn't enough. They did beat the Clippers, who were playing, actually had been playing pretty well, and
very well.
Yeah, so that very well. Once again, just showing the West. Oh, baby, it is absolutely open this year. And I mean, the Clippers are not, when the playoffs come, and you know they may be a very tough out.
Yeah, I mean, listen, again, Austin Reeves is a nice player, but if he's your third best player, probably not what you want for a team that's going to go deep.
No,
right?
Right. Like, right now, in many
reality,
that's where they are.
Right, right. And again, listen, you can only expect so much for LeBron. Like, he is 39 years old. Like, he's putting up these numbers, and it's amazing. But you got to give him more help. You got to give more help. And the big question here is, like, if they don't win, how much longer before LeBron pulls the plug on Darvin Ham, right? Like, somebody's going to take the fall.
Well, yeah,
somebody's going to take the fall for, you know, for this. And it's generally the coach. And, you know, if LeBron – and the problem I have with this one is, like, okay, like, I don't know who. Who's the greatest coach in NBA history, Bob?
Well, you know, you've got the old, you know, you got Red versus Jackson. And
all right. So I don't know if some combination of Red and Phil could coach this team to an NBA title, is I guess what I'm trying to say. It doesn't matter. It's not the coach's fault here. You could have Darvin Ham, you could have Steve Kerr, you could have Mizzou, you throw in whoever the hell you want. That's not the issue here. The issue is still the personnel. And the fact that there's too much on two players. But maybe Bronny James would be the answer, Gary.
Well, yes, Jeff.
Maybe Bronny is the answer. And we bring Bronny in now from USC after scoring 2 points the other night in 20 minutes. And maybe he solved all of the Lakers' issues, Bob.
Well, I know someone who thinks he would.
This is insane. Okay? This is insane. Gary, you want to set it up with
the quote? Yeah, no. I mean, LeBron said that Bronny could play on this team now.
Easily. Easily. I mean,
Jeff, before you get going, let me just tell you one thing. And you know, when it comes to parenthood, I remember Doc Rivers totally lost all composure with his son.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Because he's his father. When it's your blood,
Doc's the best. He's the most realistic person you're going to find. But when it came to Austin Rivers, he was out of his mind. He just,
And totally wrong. Totally wrong. Same thing with LeBron with his son. I remember seeing my kid. Bob was kind enough to come to one of my son's lacrosse games once against the Mighty Hingham team. But, you know, my kid would, like, one time he had in freshman basketball, he had like 24 points. You know, and I started to think, well, maybe if he grows a little bit. As fathers, we're out of our mind. We are out of our minds. I mean, LeBron's just out of his mind. He's a dad. He can't separate the two.
It's wrong on so many levels.
What's wrong for the kid?
Let's start with a kid who's barely able to get on the court. He can't crack the starting lineup at USC. USC is not good right now. They're not good. Right. Andy Enfield has pressure on him. If he thought Bronny was going to really, really be able to help, he would play him more minutes and involve him more. Bronny's a really nice college player, a really good rotation guy right now. He's not even a starter for a 500 team in a shitty league in the Pac-12, okay? So it's wrong to do to this kid to put that type of pressure on him and speed up his timeline when, honestly, he should be a 3 or 4 year college player. If his name wasn't Bronny James, we would be talking about him as a great 3 or 4 year guy who's an all-league Pac-12 player. Well, not Pac-12 because they're going to be in the Big Ten next year, but all Big Ten player by the time he's a junior or senior. So it's wrong on that level. More importantly, or as importantly, it's disrespectful to the players in the Lakers. Completely disrespectful. To say that this kid who scored 2 points in 20 minutes could easily play for the Lakers right now. Come on, man. Like think of the guy, Gabe Vincent, Cam Reddish, some of these guys on the bench. They would kick Bronny's ass today. They would beat him to a pulp if they were on the court with him. Now, again, could he stand in the court and make the right play and make the right play? Sure. Nobody's going to guard him. Can he make an open three? Maybe. I mean, he's fine. He's a nice college rotation guy. That's what he is.
It's I go back 50 years to people not understanding the difference between the professionals and the non-professionals. And I remember in there was a when UCLA was in their glory the second time with the Walton team after the first time, and actually the third time. And it was the same year that the 76ers won 9 games. And there were people, you know, really honestly believing that UCLA could beat them. And folks, it doesn't work that way. And no. And so you're right. I like that part of it, Jeff, about the disrespect thing. You're absolutely right. Will those guys look at LeBron any differently now? And if so, how does it matter? Who knows? I don't know. I doubt it, but maybe it will. Wouldn't that be something if it backfired? Oh my God.
Well, it's just tough on the kid. I mean, it's just not fair.
And he'll be drafted. Listen, because we've talked about this before, because LeBron can make a difference for a franchise. If I'm the Boston Celtics and I have the 28th pick in next year's draft, I absolutely take Bronny James if he's there. 100%. I take him and I say, all right, number one, I'd love to get LeBron as a free agent to sign on for mid-level exception, right? I'd love that. And if not, if LeBron won't come to Boston, which he probably would, to help win a title with Bronny sitting on the bench, number two, all right, I'm going to hold out. I got Bronny James. What are you going to give me for him, Lakers? What are you going to give me? I'm going to hold you absolute ransom for as much as I can because I know LeBron has to play with his son next year or 2 years, whatever it's going to be.
Man, Bob, you and I have seen some great dramas in the cinema. That would be something else. That would be some. I mean, you can't write it. There are screenwriters in Hollywood that wouldn't come up with that. But boy, let's just talk about that for a minute. Could Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and this crew play with LeBron? Bob?
Anybody can play with LeBron. Anybody can play with LeBron. Yeah. That's the beauty of LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron and Durant would fit into anything. No question. And sure. But once again, it depends on his mindset. But no question, the skill level, the game, the versatility that he brings to the table. But they can play with anybody.
Yeah, and he's not a selfish player.
Here's my question to you guys. It's a garbage draft. It's a really, really, really bad draft. Maybe the best, the worst I've seen in my lifetime going in right now. Okay. How high would you say, if you're a GM, you would risk basically just saying, like, yeah, I'm gonna throw away this draft pick, you know, because he's not a first round pick, in my opinion. How high would you go to do that, Bob?
I don't know. I'd have to think that one out. I don't know.
20s, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
your thing. But I'd say 20.
You might go higher. You might go higher with this draft. You might say, think about it. If you're the Miami Heat again, or somebody like that, maybe the Heat are the wrong example. If you're a team right in the middle, and you're a small market team, okay, mm-hmm. and you're drafting 12, 15, isn't it worth the roll of the dice?
How about this one, gents?
Yeah, this is. Right, right. If the preemptive speak, as you say, and then
bad. It's bad. Bad.
You know what?
So there won't be any tanking this year, is that what you're telling us?
No tanking. Next year for the boy from Maine.
Yeah.
There'll be some tanking for Cooper Flack.
All right.
Okay. How about this? Okay, before we move on from this one, I'll just say this. How about if the Knicks picked him and LeBron ends up at MSG? That would be something. Think about it, Jets.
Totally.
Before I want to move on to Marcus and Bob also wants to talk about Jokic. This just came to me as we were talking. Bob, is the new power of the East, the new power of the NBA, is it the Celtics, Denver, and OKC now, along with Milwaukee?
Well, OKC is interesting, okay? And the thing about it, they're young. So when it gets to the playoffs, that's going to be another emotional level that, you know, that we learned that with the Celtics already. We've learned that with this group. This group, you know, was young when they had a taste of it, and they weren't quite up to the challenge. That would be the way you look at them. They're talented and they're fun to watch. That's interesting. Milwaukee, clearly, I say don't sleep on Philly, and then maybe Philly needs to move. They need more, maybe they make a move before the thing's over. I'm trying to think in the West, there's anybody of course, how serious is Minnesota? You know,
it's weird because I take Oklahoma City seriously, but I don't take Minnesota seriously for some reason. It's the eyeball test.
No, I'm just saying, but you have to, the record is, as we speak, 25-9.
Right.
They've answered, you know, but that's a good question. But OKC, there's two or three teams that I think are really interesting. Growth stocks, they're one. Orlando's a growth stock in the East, by the way, by the way, you watching Banchero lately? Oh boy, is he flexing his metaphorical muscles right now. Paolo is. Anyway, interesting. But OKC, they're rootable. I just keep putting it in the category. If I'm their fans, I'm really happy I've got something to fasten on to. I got something to get me pumped up. And I feel that way about Orlando too.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jeff, you know that Bob, under his jacket, he still has his Marcus Smart fan club card. You know, he's still got that. But Bob, you've seen Marcus. He hasn't played a lot, but give us an update. And I will say this up. I hope Marcus does well. I didn't think he was a fit here, but he's not a bad guy. He's a passionate guy, and I hope he does well. What do you got?
Well, I of course want him to have a good career. He's only played in 19 of 35 games, but in his last two games, Marcus has had 29 in a win over the Lakers, in which he shot 8 for 14 threes. Now we know he's going to have these games, and out there somewhere is a 2 for 13 three. You know, we know that, or worse, 0 for 10 or whatever. But and then he had 25 in a victory over Phoenix last night. That's my being Sunday night. So 29 and 25. We'll see how this continues. But remember, they haven't had a good chance to have
I'm going to show you how well this will continue. As you show me, Bob, those two games, I then point to the prior three games when he was 0 for 13 from three.
Yeah. That's right. That's still that.
We know the story, Bob. We know this story.
That aspect of his game hasn't changed, Jeff. We know that. It's going to, I just alluded to it. You know, it's going to, the next 1 for 10 is right around the corner. But remember, all the other stuff, if I'm assuming, because I haven't seen him, I'm assuming he's bringing the other stuff, the positive stuff, the things that made me and others, you know, get enraptured with this guy to the table as well. And how, in the long run, you know, the backcourt with he and Morant, and Bane, you know, that could be a good one. Could be a real good one. And So I'm just pointing out that he's had this little flurry. He is averaging 14 points a game in those 19 and 4.5 assists. So I'm just reminding people that he's out there.
Bob misses him. Bob's just trying to say that he's still – he misses him even though he's happy.
But I don't want to – I'm not saying I want him at the back at the expense of Holiday or right. No. Right. I'm just –
it's the right move. Yeah. We can all agree as yes. hard as it was for you to part with Marcus Smart, you now look back on it and say
– Oh, and when it – you know, remember the Holiday thing fell out of the sky right after that happened. You know, I don't know what kind of conversation we'd be having if that hadn't happened, but it did, and they have him, and everything's fine, and Memphis is going to see what they can get out of Marcus, and you know, I wish him well. Yeah, you're damn right I do.
Well, but the key stat that Bob mentioned is when Marcus is dishing the ball, he's fine.
Yeah, he's
averaging. You know, I mean, he had 9.5 assists. I mean, that's the number you want.
I think before we wrap this one up, and I know you're going to wrap it up in a second, Gary, I think we have to get the esteemed Robert Ryan's take on Bill Belichick before we finish this podcast.
He'll be true to himself right to the end. And that means laconic, not forthcoming, stubborn in certain ways, and make it as difficult for Robert Kraft as possible, I think, frankly. I think he thinks he has something left in the tank. What we don't know is if how much he is loves him, is, you know, wants to take any kind of blame for the general managing for the drafting and whether he's going to tell us it's something else. But I'm joining a chorus that's growing now that, whatever has happened and gone wrong now, let's not let it ever get in the way of what he did do. And that's all. But he's going to go out his way. He's going to Sinatra his way out. And somehow, I think he can still coach. But my question is, I can't imagine him going somewhere and having to defer and judgments of talent and anything to someone else, a general manager, that he would just go as a coach. I just find it hard for me to believe he can do that. So it's not going to end well.
One team. Well, it's not ending well. And if Robert does the right thing, it's time to move on from Bill. It just is. He's arguably the greatest coach in NFL history. I think he is the greatest coach in NFL history. I think McCarthy's going to screw the pooch in Dallas. I think Jerry's going to fire him, and I think Jerry's going to hire Belichick. Then I think Belichick's going to go coach the Cowboys, and I think Josh is going to become the offensive coordinator, and I think Gerard's going to stay here as the head coach. His son is going to go run the defense, which will be run by Bill, and Bill's going to get his record in Dallas because he's got players. Bob is absolutely right. Bill Belichick will be able to coach football from the grave. From the grave. But putting a team together, it's never been its strength. Mark it down, boys. He's going to Dallas.
All right. It's got to be the one given, I think we all know, whether it's Dallas, and that's a very interesting place, or not, it's got to be where there is a quarterback.
Right. Absolutely.
So, that means San Diego doors open, you know, and among others. But
that's with any coach. Got to have a quarterback. I mean, in the NFL, if you don't have a quarterback, I don't care if you're the second coming of Vince Lombardi, you can't win.
Can I push back on something?
Sure.
And I can't stand Bill Belichick. All right, I really don't, as a media person who's dealt with him enough, not a ton, but enough. I can't stand him. However, here's what I'll say is, to run a guy out like this, when he's now, again, some of this is in the zone, but if you can get a quarterback, which maybe they can't get in the draft now because they're number three, maybe they end up with Marvin Harrison Jr. But to me, I don't know. I just feel like this dude should be able to decide when he's done. He won six Super Bowls. So if you have another shitty year, you have another shitty year. The guy brought you six Super Bowls with Brady, but he brought them to you.
But it's the personality thing that marks him that maybe there's stuff going on behind the scenes, and maybe the craft has had, you know, I mean, this, we you know, the personality gets in the way in a sense, you know, in that regard. That's all. So
he made a mistake when he hired the defensive guys to be the OCs. Bill has never thought that the quarterback is the most important position. He always felt he could get a top 20 guy and win. Terrible. And that's just not the case anymore. It's too late. Robert,
you're the worst group of position of skill position players, like I've seen a long, like that quarterback room, that quarterback room overall.
Name a receiver.
That trio or duo, whatever you want to say, you can get a better group off the streets here.
Yeah, no, and he doesn't have any receivers. That's never been his strength. Skill guys aren't his strength, you know. So that's our little Belichick thing. Yeah. But I mean, Bob knows it. You know, I would like to see Bob Ryan write a book on coaches. Maybe, you know, seriously, I would like to see Bob Ryan write a book on like top 10 coach personality. The best coaches are not necessarily nice people.
Oh, no.
They're just not, right, Bob?
Well, no, I mean, they don't have to be.
Nick Saban, right? Nick Saban.
And guess who are good buddies, Saban and Belichick.
Yeah, but right. Well, talk about your hoop guys. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think Tom Izzo is one of the greatest basketball coaches ever. I just do. But I don't know if he's a nice guy, and I don't really care.
He's a great guy. Izzo actually is. The college basketball.
But Patino, I mean, you and Patino don't like each other. Patino's one of the greatest coaches ever.
They're a little different. The football guys have a bigger ego generally than the basketball guys,
right.
I think, you know, whether it's NFL or college with Harbaugh. Look at Harbaugh.
Yeah.
We're recording this, you know, hours before the national title game. You know, he's not exactly well-liked.
Right.
You know, Parcells, Belichick, a lot of these NFL
guys. I've just always felt it's not their job to be well-liked.
Jimmy Johnson wasn't overly well-liked.
Anyway. Final note for Bob, because Bob loves this player and talk about Jokic.
Something extraordinary. Yeah, Jokic, you know, what more can you say about Jokic? Well, what he's doing right now is I don't even know what the adjective is. In his last six games, he's shot in this order: 11 for 11, 9 for 10, 6 for 7, 13 for 16, 13 for 19, awful night, and they lost that game. And last night, in 25 minutes of play, he didn't play the fourth quarter. He was 2 for 3. Oh, by the way, he had 16 assists. So, and
say that number again. He was 2 for what?
3.
Shot the ball 3 times.
That's correct. And he had what Jamal Murray calls, quote, an unusual stat line. I would agree to that. So that's 82% shooting in six games. 82. Now, nothing like this in the history. 77-year history of Slate. Never seen anything like this. No, this is an incredible run. Of the guy is, he's a marvel. Oh, it's all. So I'm just saying.
Bob, he's a basketball player to the truest form.
Oh, my God. Well, he is. We've never seen one quite like this. I mean, in this style, this is a different. But, yeah, he 2 for 3. I always say that Larry got more done without the ball. But here's a guy that who took 3 shots, had 16 assists, and he's 7 feet tall. This is the world we're living in. But I just want to pay homage to him. I think I'm just blown away by this. Okay, I'm done.
All right, dudes. We will keep an eye on the Bill Belichick watch. FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network, brings you Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, Tangway along for the ride, Zoom and Pod. The NFL regular season is wrapping up, and there's still time to get in on the action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Gents, until next time, we will chat.